Tantor Audio presents The Lost Husband by Catherine Center, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. My husband had been dead for 3 years before I started trying to contact him. By then our house was long sold, his suits were donated, and his wedding ring was in a safe deposit box. All I kept with me was a shoebox full of meaningless stuff. A button from a shirt, an old grocery list, his driver's license, his car keys, a doodle he'd drawn on a post-it. That was everything of Danny's I'd held on to. A box of junk. That, and of course, his children. Piece by piece, I had left our old life behind. Though I suppose you could argue that it had left me first. And now, I was in the final stages of starting over. Which meant, for my little lopsided family, leaving town. And so, on this Texas warm New Year's Eve morning, I was following a ribbon of asphalt out to the countryside, checking and rechecking my directions while my kids poked each other with magic wands in the back seat of our minivan. "Hey," I said, catching their eyes in the rearview mirror. "Those are for spellcasting only. No poking, or else." This was about the 10th time I'd threatened to confiscate the wands. Weak parenting, I knew. I should have taken them away 10 exits back, no second chances. But I didn't want to have to take them away and go through all the drama that would follow. I wanted the threat to be enough. We were approaching the town square of Atwater, Texas, a town 2 hours from Houston at the edge of the hill country that I'd never visited or even thought much about. The speed limit downshifted as we drew closer, and the rolling fields that had surrounded